Continuing with Hilchos Chanukah, we're beginning now Simin Tav Resh Ayin He. Tonight's Lima is going to be pretty straightforward, not much to talk about on this side, but it's a good review for many of the halachas that we know. So the Shulchan Aruch begins in Sif Aleph, Halakha Osa Mitzvah Lo Hanacha. We said this once before, that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is fulfilled through lighting and not through placing the menorah. Shim Hayisam Unachas Bimkoma, Shlo L'Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. The person placed the menorah without the intent of a mitzvah, malika sham eino tzarach lasira lanicha l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. You guy just happens to place it down, and you decide to light there. That's fine, because the fact that the hanacha was placed without any kavana, that's not a big deal. It's all about the halakha being l'shem mitzvah. Lefikach, therefore, ashashis shahayisa delekas kol yom. If you have a glass that's lit with a candle of flame inside, shirlika me'erev Shabbos l'mitzvah Chanukah. You lit erev Shabbos for Neres Chanukah, and it remains lighting Matzei Shabbos. So the Matzei Shabbos halacha is mechabe umarlika l'shem mitzvah. You could extinguish it. You have to extinguish it and relight it. You don't have to replace it down. Just simply relight it. Umikol makom. Nevertheless, tzarich shalikana b'makom anachaso. But even though the halacha is the mitzvah, that not the hanacha, the halacha has to take place where the menorah is staying. What you can't do is shim hidlika b'fnim v'yotzia lochutz lo yatza. You can't light it inside and then carry it outside, because that would be no good. Why? Sheharoeh omer letzarchahu malika. The one who sees you carrying a lit menorah outside is going to think you're using it for your own, like a torch or something for you to see, and not for the mitzvah of Chanukah. V'chayim hidlika v'ochza b'yadim imkoma liyatza. Let's say a guy is holding the candle, the menorah, and stationary. He's not moving. He's holding it in place. That too doesn't work, because she'aroha omer letzaracho hu ochsa. The person thinks he's holding it for his own light. So you have to, again, it has to be placed down somewhere, and it has to be lit in the place where it's remaining. You can't move it after it's already been lit. Okay, pretty straightforward. Not really so nogeya to us.
I want to say, if you light it in the place, I thought you can, then you can, once Hadlaka is a mitzvah, then you can move it.
No, the Gemara says clearly, Shulchan Aruch clearly says you can't move it. Cannot move it.
That's what we're saying?
Yep. Says the Mechaber, Siv Beis, Yesh Misha Omer, Dichevin Dadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Tach Shitain Shemin Baner, Kideh Shir Kodum Hadlaka. Since we say the Maisar Lak is a mitzvah, everything has to be there, all the details. You have to have enough Shemin to last half an hour has to be there, Bishas Hadlaka. Aval, what if you imberach v'hirlik v'acharkach hosif shemen akadeshir l'yatzadei chavasa? Let's say you light the wick and it's empty or has very little oil, not enough for 30 minutes. You light the flame and then you add more oil to it afterwards. That will not be considered a good mitzvah, because you did not have the shear of shemen there during the time of halakha. Okay, Sif Gimel now. This is real halakha l'maisa. Sif Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Marlekes Ner Chanukah. A woman lights Chanukah, she's allowed to. She'af Hehi Chayav Esba. She is also Chayav in the mitzvah. Aval Im Hidlika Cherish Shotiv Akatan La'asaklum. That doesn't work. V'af Apisha Nicha Gadol. Even though a Gadol placed it down, if a Katan lights it on behalf of a Gadol, that doesn't work. Now we're talking about for the Svardim, we discussed this on our Sunday Shir, that for the Svardim where they only have one menorah for the house, so only one person is doing the halakha. So if a Cheir Shotav Katan does the halakha on behalf of everyone, it doesn't work. However, there's a Yesh Misha Omer, says the Mechaber, B'katan Shigi L'chinach Mutter. There is a Yesh Omer, and this is the sheet of the Baal Iter, that some say you can. If it's a Katan Shigi L'chinach, he actually is allowed to do the halakha on behalf of everyone else. So it's two days. Everyone agrees a Katan Shaloi Gi L'chinach doesn't work. Two days whether a Katan Shigi L'chinach is allowed to be motzi others. How does the Ramah paskin? Ramah says, Lididan, according to us, according to Ashkenazim, the Chalechad b'fnei bayis malik b'fnei atzmo, each person lights his own menorah, katan shegilachinach tzarech lahalik gamkin. The katan needs to light for himself. He can't be motzi others, at least it's 2 days if he can, but he certainly should be lighting on his own if he's higilachinach. So let's learn through the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Tess. We'll go through probably all of them, I guess. Sif Katan Tess says the Isha Malek is a woman can light, perish. Biad kol b'nei vesa, she can light for everyone else. She can be motzi the others. Bilo bracha, I skipped a line there, I'm sorry, b'nei vesa, period. V'yafilu ish yachol lasos osa shaliach lotzia. a man can even appoint a woman, not only his wife, any woman, it could be a daughter, a friend, anyone, to be motzi others. Im omdin b'shah shemalekes v'shomin habracha. If they are standing there during the lighting and hear the bracha, u'b'di'eved im lo anu amen habracha gam kin yatsu. Then chachila, they should answer amen to the woman's bracha, and b'di'eved, if they don't answer amen, so long as they had kavanah to be yotzei, and she had kavanah to be motzi, they have fulfilled the mitzvah, even though the woman's doing this. V'chei, yeah.
Do you have to call it the way it works? Do you have to call in to hear your wife make a bracha, or you just have to both have in mind that when she does?
So that's a very good question here. So the answer is on the phone won't work. So what happens is it's trying to say here, you fulfilled your chiyuv in the house, but then you have to say a bracha of haro'eh. You haven't seen that yet. So when you see it, though, you have to say bracha when you see the Neres Chanukah when you come home. That's the point of your question. We're talking about a situation where they're home together, so then you listening, you fulfilled your obligation of any bracha. But if you came, let's say in your case, a Sephardi, you wanted to light at home, your wife lighted at home for you at Shkia, and we weren't there, so the first Chanukah you see, what? That's right. So then the first Neres Chanukah that you see, you would have to say Birchas Haroah. Listening on the phone won't work for this. So then, V'chein Ish Mivarech L'Isha, and a man could be motzi a woman, V'yotze Sidei Chavasa, and she could fulfill her obligation Im Omed Hasham V'shamas HaBracha, if she hears the Bracha, V'lo Binin Acher. V'ayim B'tshuvas Ola Shmuel Simen Kufhei, D'lididon Shemalikin Kalecha B'fnei Atmo. Nowadays, Ashkenazim light each by themselves a separate Chanukiah, Mikol Makom Ish Eino Tzrich L'Halik, a woman doesn't have to light, D'havien Rak Tfelas La'nashim. The women are secondary to men with regard to this mitzvah. Vim rotos lahalik mivrachos. If they want to say a light and say bracha, so the havik kishar mitzvahs asay shezman grama, the yecholos levarich. Just like a woman, at least for Ashkenazim, not for Sephardim.
Makes them happy.
That's what the Gemara says. It's a slippery slope, but they're true. The Gemara does say in Chagiga, well, for Sephardim, they don't let the women say bracha.
That's the Sephardi way of everything.
Right. For the Ashkenazim, the Gemara in Chagiga says, even though women are not supposed to do smicha and karbanos, we let them do smicha because it gives them nachas ruach. So some have used that svar to say, oh, we should let women, dance with Sifrei Torah and dance in Tefillas Torah because it makes them happy. We should let women be mitzvah kedushim because it makes them happy. We should let women do whatever because it makes them happy. That's obviously a very slippery slope. We don't. The Gemara says it, but we don't have the types of shoulders to apply elsewhere that just to make them happy. We try to make them happy. But if it's not brought in the poskim, certainly if women are the ones saying it, we certainly don't give it any credence. Okay, so now again, the Sfardim Paskin, that mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, Sfardim Paskin, women can do the mitzvahs, but they don't say bracha on a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. So for example, women who sits in the sukkah or shakes lulav, they don't say a bracha. But Ashkenazim, we paskin, if a woman does decide to do mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, they would say a bracha. And then the goes on Vaitan Mishabura, Ukishaina Ish Babais Talika Isha. If the man's not in the house, so then the woman lights for him. Davi Bas Chiyuva, Ubibracha, she should say bracha, Velo Yal Katan Ukame, like we'll see later on. Now this does come up often, comes up by Menorah, but it comes up other times as well. I think I mentioned this in the past when people went on the Poland trip, so they left their wives behind. And they were home with their children. So the question was, who should be making Kiddush and Hamotzi? Should it be the mother, or should it be the boy who's 13, or should it be the boy who's 11? So the answer for that is, if the boy is 13 or above, so he should be saying it. He can say it. She could also say it. But if the child is under the age of 13, then certainly the mother should be saying the Kiddush. The same thing holds true with regards to menorah. Now, Kasev Rashal, that's the Marshal, B'tshuva Simen Ayin Zayin, Suma, Imhu bebayis shachem dolkin v'yachol l'shatif b'prite imayim yivarchu alav ze adif. If a suma is within a house with others who are lighting, the best thing is for him to give money to partake in the oil. V'cheinim yeshal isha, if he has a wife, ishto malekas alav, then his wife shall light for him. Vimhu bebayis miyuchar, if he lives by himself, ve'ein lo isha, and he's not married, yalik ba'atzma aydei siyua shalachi, should use someone else's assistance, I guess maybe for safety reasons. V'ayin b'shari tshuva de lo yivarech, he paskins that he should not say bracha, v'kol shekein shini yachal lo tziachem, and certainly he's not able to be motzi others in the bracha. Now there's a very interesting ber halacha. Look to the top of the ber halacha, ish malekas, so the woman lights for a man. Ayin mishabura di yachola lahotzi afilu ba'ala. She's able to be motzi her husband. I mentioned this probably several times in the past, how I've got now two cousins who their wives are the ones who say they have motzi. I used to have just one, but now the new one got, she got married, so now she's following in her brother's footsteps or her sister-in-law's footsteps, so now I've got two cousins who the wife makes the hamotzi for the family. So now look what this, what? No, I think I have to do it just because of why, because they can, and why not? Why not give them opportunity? I think that's really all it is. So,
makes them happy.
Aval yadua, masha amru rabbeinu zal, bebrachos daf chaf, amud beis, that a ben mivarech la'aviv, a v'ishim mivareches la'baila, a son's allowed to make a bracha for his father, a wife's allowed to make a bracha for her husband, aval amru chachamim, tavo me'era la'adam she'isho v'anam mivarechen lo. A curse should fall. I'm not cursing my cousins, chas v'shalom. I'm just quoting the Gemara here. I'm not cursing anyone. I'm just saying this is what the Gemara says. Umash amar de kamalik alai bigo besa b'pei shloya az bebesa. What it says in the Gemara that she lights for him, it's because the husband wasn't home. V'ikir achiyuv munach al habayis. It's really on the bayis. But again, it's not something that's recommended. The Gemara wasn't so into it. Let the husbands make the brachas.
So what's better if the husband's not home? But usually it's the husband's at work because the time to light is very early.
This is the shaila. We discussed this already before, that mikah din, the halacha is that the wife should light earlier, but there's an inyan of shalom bias, perhaps. So if usually shalom bias doesn't take place, if the husband doesn't care if his wife lights for him so she could light for him, that's best to do it bizman. Certainly for the Sfardim, they're very makbid on the shas tzeisa kochavim. But if it's going to be shown bias and the husband's going to feel like he's very left out, so then there's certainly room, there's stories about this, that they could light, they could delay the lighting. This is always a balance. Certainly for the Ashkenazim, though, who allow we light inside, and we're not as makbid on the zman, we definitely, in that case, there is no problem delaying, waiting for the husband to come home.
It's better for the wife to light the zman and the husband to light when he comes home.
It depends on like what type of shalom bias. If she feels like it's all like lonely and like depressing to light by herself and wait for her husband, so certainly in her chiv, it's only afinu beosanei, she doesn't have to. So it depends. I would recommend the person should wait for everyone to be together. That's what Lanias Daiti, what I think. What? Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are stories like this, Chavetz Chaim and stuff about the waiting. So it's a beginning. It's mishpacha getting together. Fine.
The mitzvah is simanisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would it matter why wouldn't a simanisa make the bracha? The fact that he can't see doesn't stop the fact that it's your simanisa.
Right. Yeah, it's a good question. My understanding is that the Iker mitzvah is on us seeing, and that it should also extend itself to Prisumanisa. It's not only Prisumanisa, it's first that I see, and that everyone else sees it along with me. But if I can't see myself, then I can't have it overflow to others.
That
idea is because he, and helps him walk along the way, like the Gemara says. But this case, it's not giving Hanah to us, it's actually seeing the light and what number and night it is, which he can't. I think that's the idea. Now, look what the Rama writes, the Mishabura writes in Sifkatin Yadalid. He writes, Ulididan v'chule. This we also did on the Sunday Shir. Wrote Salomar, the Afim name Malalacha delo ke Yeshomrim, even we paskin against the Yeshomrim, which means that we don't allow a Katan Shigil Chinuch to mimotzi others. Ven Yachalotzi Achim bitalakaso. Nikomakom, hu be'atmo, he himself, the Katan himself, Kaven Shigil Chinuch. We'll get there in just a second. Now, big chiddush in the Mishabru now. We don't have to be so makbid on the katan. It's just enough that he lights one candle each night. And the kasra achronim, the gam kein yachal lomar shasun yisun la'avoseinim. So the question here becomes, that why is he doing this middle approach? If we're going to do Mahadran, so why only the first level of Mahadran? Remember, the real mitzvah of halakha is one candle for the entire family every single night, one a night. That's even Ashkenazim, that's the mitzvah. The Mahadran was one candle per person every night. So let's say there's seven people in the family, night one, seven, night two, seven, night three, seven, always the same amount of candles, they're corresponding to the people in the family. The third level, Mahajim and Mahajim, is you grow. Seven night, the first one, 14, 21, so on, it grows. So it's very strange that the Mishabura says, the middle shita, you should do only one level Mahajim, let the kid light on his own, and not go to the highest level. or either nothing. Either there's a mitzvah of chinuch by hider, or there is no mitzvah by hider. There's no mitzvah by hider, and he shouldn't have to light anything, because with his father's lighting, he's already yotzer. If he is chayv and hider mitzvah, so he should be able to go to mahajim and mahajim, go to the highest level. Why stop here? That's the question. So I saw interesting in Nasiach B'chukecha, which is Rav Avi Leibowitz's sefer, he suggests that the first level of hider, that every person lights one every night, the same, let's say seven people in the family, that mitzvah hider is on the Baal Bayis. It's the Baal Bayis is chiv hider, not on the children. So I'm lighting seven for my family. I let my kid light his for him, but it's really my mitzvah hider. But there is no mitzvah chinuch that he should light. I'm letting him light the hider, which is my hider. Mahajim and Mahajim, where the first night we're lighting, each person lights one, the second one, each person lights two, that hider that's on each individual, that hider we don't have to apply to him. If that made somewhat of sense, it's chazara for you, but that's the basic idea. Okay. What comes out from this berlach, I'm not going to read inside here, there seems to be a debate though, whether or not the mitzvah of chinuch extends itself to hider mitzvah or not. That's really the shaila that comes down here. So that's what we spoke about, chinuch sets. When it comes to dal minim, people think chinuch sets means it's apostle, esrog, apostle, lulav. If you're buying a apostle, lulav, and esrog, you should get your money back. It's imagine Ezra does not sell apostle chinuch sets. It's mekach tos, and you're not fulfilling your mitzvah of chinuch either. You can't sell a guy a lemon or a split. Lulav has to be kosher. Now, the reason why a chinuch set, it all means is that you don't have to spend money in hider. There's no hider by children. Just give them the bare minimum mitzvah, and then that's it. That's all you have to do. But hider, there is no, perhaps, there's a machlokas where the hider applies. We assume hider doesn't apply to children. Okay, let's go a little weiter now. The Mechaber writes in Simen Tav Reish Ayin Vav. Sif Aleph. Hamalik Bilel Rishon Mivarech Shalosh Brachos. The first night we know of Chanukah, you say three brachos. Lahalik Ner Chanukah, V'sheol Sanisim, V'shechuyanu. Those are three brachos, as we know. V'im Lo Veirach Zman Bilel Rishon Mivarech Bilel Sheni, O Kishe Yitzkor, or whenever other night you remember. So the Mishabura says in Sif Katan Aleph, Lahalik Ner Chanukah, B'gemara V'chol Poskim Isa Ner Shel Chanukah, and V'chein Kasev Marshal, Ach Shekasev Shiomar, Shel Chanukah, which we don't do, b'mila achas below Shel Chanukah shtei milos. Va'olam einogin l'hakbid b'zeh. We're not makbid on this saying as one word. And b'zman hazeh v'lo uv'zman hazeh v'yigianu l'zman hazeh halamid b'chirik v'lo b'patach. So it should be l'zman hazeh, not lazman hazeh. What do you find in all the siddurim though? La. So they point down the side. Rabbi Yashiv says the practice is to say lazman hazeh. That's what we do. Lazman hazeh. Okay. Now, look what Siv Katan Beis says here in the Shulchan, in the Mishabura. So if a person forgot Shechianu the first night, so you could say the second night or any other point afterwards. He says, Rotsa Lomar, Kishe Yizkor, Bishar Halelos, Bishas Harlaka. Only during the Harlaka. The Lacha is when it comes to other Yom Tovin, let's say Sukkot. Let's say you forgot to say Shechianu the first night of Sukkot during the Sukkah, eating the Sukkah. You could say Shechianu any time that you remember, even if you're not in the sukkah. But when it comes to halakas neiros, you can only say Shechianu during Shas Halakha, but not any other time. Why not? Anyone know the difference? Why? The idea is that Shechianu is the two types of Shechianu when it comes to Yom Tovim. There's one that goes on the Kedushas Yom Tov, and there's one that goes on the mitzvah. So when we say it the first night of Sukkot, we're saying it both on the Yom Tov and on the Sukkah. But if we don't get it the first night, we could still say it because it's still Sukkot the next day in Shul. It's still Sukkot, so I could say it on the Kedushas Yom Tov, and that's going to work perhaps on the Sukkah as well. But by Neres Chanukah, there is no Kedushas Chanukah. There's no Kedushas Yom Tov. So me saying Shechianu in a vacuum without being in Kedushas Chanukah doesn't work. It's only Shechianu on the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So if it's not Shas Halakha, you can say a Shechianu. Yeah, but it's still not Kedushas Yom Tov. The Gemara clearly says there's no Kedushas Yom Tov. There is no Isra Malacha. There is no Karim Musaf. There's no Kedushas Yom Tov. It's Halal Vahoda, Halal and Alan Nisim, and that's it. There's a Shita of the Bach. He thinks that there is some level of Kedushas Yom Tov, and one should have to have bread on Chanukah, but it's a Chiddush in the Bach. No one else holds like this. Okay, let's go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis. Milel Rishon ve'elech mivarech shayim. You know, after the first night, you take off Shechianu and you only say two brachos the remaining nights. Lahalik v'shasanisim. V'yivarech kol brachos kodem shiascha lahalik. The lach is you're supposed to say the bracha over lisiasam prior to its lighting. Siv Gimel, Vayter, we're going to go through quickly here. And Mishalo Hidlik Veino Asid Lahalik Bosa Laila, one who doesn't light and doesn't plan to light because whatever reason he's not able to. Vagam Ein Malikin Allah Besoch Beso, and they're not being motzi him at home. Kishiroa Ner Chanukah Mivarech Shasanisim. He should say in Ner Chanukah, he should say the bracha when he says Asanisim, at least when he sees the first, when he sees the first Ner Chanukah. Ubilarishon Mivarech Gam Shechayanu. Vimacharkach Bilel Sheni Oshlishi Barlahalik Einochos Mivarech Shechayanu. He doesn't have to say it anymore. So now it's very important. Halach, I mentioned before, if you're coming home, let's say they lit for you at home. So if you say a Chanukah candle, you're supposed to say a bracha. But that's only if they weren't motzi you at home. If they were motzi you at home, you would not be saying this birchas haro. It's only if they're not yotze, rather motzi you from your house. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Vav. V'gamein malikin v'chulei v'yesh poskim. There are those who hold that disavri dafilu yodea shemalikin alab abeso. Even if you knew they lit for you at home, came in the hu ba'atzmo ena malik, since he himself didn't light. He also didn't give some coins for someone to add oil for him. Tzarich levarich al hariya, he would still have to say bracha on the first candle he sees. Lahodos al hanes v'gam levarich al shechianu. Umikom makom, what's the psak? Eina kedai lasos kein lemaisa, since it's a machlokes, disafek brachos lahakel. So in the end of the day, paskins, if they're lighting for you at home, one should not say bracha on haroa, only if they're not being mowed to you at home.
If you're going to light at home, that even let you see when it's on your way.
That's also a machlokas. We paskin, if you see on the way, you're not yotze with what you saw, you can say the bracha when you get home. And let's read further. Siv Dalet says the Shulchan Aruch, Achar Shehilik Omer HaNeirs Halalu, Anu Malikin Al Atruos Val Nisim Val Niflaos V'chule. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Sifkat and Ches, Achar Shehidlik V'chule, Achar Shehidlik Ner HaRishon, after you lit the first candle, Shehua Iker, which is the most important candle, Omer HaNeirs Halalu, you're supposed to say HaNeirs Halalu at that point, even before you've lit the remaining candles. V'yigmor HaLakos Be'od Shomer HaNeiros, you should light the remaining candles while saying or singing HaNeirs Halalu. Ubenusa HaNeiros, Yesh Lamed Vav Tevos, there are 36 words in this paragraph. Neged HaNeiros Shechanukah, Keneged the 36 candles we light throughout Chanukah, Mavad Elu Shnei Tevos HaNeirs Halalu, aside from the first two words of the paragraph. Kolomar, in other words, HaNeirs Halalu, these candles are Heim Lamed Vav, there are 36 words connected to the 36 candles. Ad Kan Lashon Rashal, that's Lashon the Marashal. Ubishnei Tevos HaNeirs Halalu, Yeshmona Osios, they're also comprised of 8 letters, Remez Lishmonos Yimei Chanukah, Umikomakom, Mishinoe Glomar HaNeirs Halalu La'achar Shehidlik HaKol, those who have the practice to only say HaNeirs Halalu after they finish lighting their remaining candles, Nami Shapir Dami, that also is effective, but again, the encouraged practice is to say HaNeirs Halalu after already lighting the first candle. Okay, let's... Oh, so there's a big shot of how to calculate everything. It's not 36 words. If you look, they have different nuschaos. You have to look in different. I think they quote this on the side about how to make this calculation. It's somewhere there. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish the simon quickly. Sif Hay says the mechaber yaschil lehalik b'larishon b'ner Yose Yamini. We light the first night of the Chanukah. We light the most right one. Only one candle on the most right part of the menorah. You add one next to it the second night. You always start with the newest candle. That's most left now. And this way, when you're lighting, you're always turning your body to the right. That's a concept in halacha that all turns should always be towards the right. That's based on, anyone know the source of that? The Kohen of the Mizbech, you go up the ramp and he turns to the right to light the first one and he goes around the circle around the Mizbech. So you always turn to the right. So we light the newest one. This way we could turn right to light the next one. And V'chein B'leil Shlishi, Kishe Yosef Od Echad Samech L'Sheineros HaRishonos Yaschil Benosef. Again, the third night, the same thing. You start lighting the newest candle. Uvo Yaschil HaBracha, that's where the Bracha is Chalon. V'charkach Yifnei L'Tzad Yamin, that's where you turn right to light the remaining candles. V'chein M'chol Laila, that's true of every single night. Nimsa, Shetamin Mivarech Alhanosaf, Shumor Alhanes, you're always adding, lighting rather, the newest candle, which is telling you the new Chiddush, the miracle, how it renewed itself each night. Shereba Tosevas Ayamim Netosev Hanes, with the addition of the days, was the corresponding to the additional mitzvah, of rather the miracle that took place. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. You got a minute?